said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? And although that's pains in my chest, I still wish you the best. What the fuck you?
Welcome everybody, this is Curtis White Show on the usual Thursday nights on the unusual time of 2 a.m. in the fucking morning. Well, in the eastern side and 8 o'clock here. As for most of you guys, it's a special day already. Actually, it's actually a special day for me too because I actually had my brother. He is born on April Fool's Day. This is no joke. He's actually born on April Fool's. And I don't know what. Yeah, he's going to finally reach the age where he starts sucking it up. Or maybe it's called legal age for alcohol drinking. So that might be a great thing for him. Anyways, if you guys are listening out there, please come to RSC at rsc.jpm.com, /JPH P. To make it short and sweet, we're only going to have one theme today. We're going to run through it, and after that set, I'm going to talk about why I actually have this theme. And if you guys have read my article beforehand on select-train.com, you kind of know why I'm playing this set. So hopefully you guys would be willing to not sleep And we're gonna just start off with something, you know, usually a little more upbeat, to lead to the spirit that we usually like about him. So, I'll shut up and be right back.
As far as Hawaiian music and all music, it's not especially understanding what it is, but feeling the music. And you know, in Hawaiian music, there's a lot of feeling that cannot be explained, so that's why it's important.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. We the voices behind the face, the Hawaiian nation, Hawaiian race, rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e. Pico ke aloha o ka aina, o ka aina. We the warriors born to live on what the land and sea can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. E ala e a e a e a e a e ala e a e a e a. Te huli hoi I ka pākini alamihi. Mana de dada alamihi. Kiko is the people, kamana o ka poe. Power of the people is the people. The people ke aloha o ka aina, o ka aina. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. E ala e a e a e a. 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 E ala e a e a e a.
Lilia Ahana, Lilia Ahana, Lilia Ahana.
keiwalan alie.
You know what? I'll get two verses.
The sound of the ocean, soothes my restless soul. Sound of the ocean rocks me all night long. Those hot, long summer days, lying there in the sun on a white sandy beach of Hawaii. The sound of the ocean soothes my restless soul. The sound of the ocean rocks me all night long. Thank you.
Basically, all a Israel Kamaka Vivole music set right there. All those songs are basically by him. There was, if you guys have read the article on seductive-hearing.com, I wrote a little piece about how the last song I'm gonna play today. Tonight, actually impacted the whole world. One thing about it is that it was released in 1993, 4 years before his tragic passing. It wasn't really a big thing because it was a cover of Over the Rainbow, and kind of a combination of What a Wonderful World. It wasn't a real big thing, even for any of us. Like, everyone in Hawaii knew the song. It just wasn't really that huge. But, you know, just as you get from Elvis, who else? Elvis and other people who have passed away, and, you know, their songs have become more well known to the people. especially with the modern technology trying to, remodify the voices. So, you know, it would actually help. And a lot of people are using certain samples or whatnot, you know, to try to promote this, promote the older songs out there. And I think, you know, that's a great thing. And I think, you know, maybe people can, you know, understand this thing. But the one main thing I wrote about was the song actually beat out a German nationalist and other songs that are actually well known in America. Beat all of them out. And I mean, and you gotta think, in general, that's probably the most hardest thing I would ever imagine for even how far the song has gotten. I mean, it spread over to America first. It wasn't really that big of a success. But then, if you guys understand the, kind of the background to it, and it's really more of a change. And I think if you guys have watched 51st Dates, you guys heard of the song. You guys watch a lot of Japanese dramas, you heard of the song. People in Europe, I mean, I think they're just currently getting adjusted to the song. And I think if you listen to it, you know, it's more of a heartwarming type song, and it has a real a general edge to it, I think many people don't really know about. And I think that's what probably one of the better things I would like to do. And I think I pointed that out in the article is because, you know, not too many people, you know I guess not too many people know that, you know, it's sung, this song is sung by a guy from Hawaii. I mean, if you think, you know, Bruno Mars is big, he is actually a much bigger impact to all of us here than, you know, anything else in the world. I mean, I think for a guy who was, I mean, supremely obese, he had probably one of the biggest hearts out there. I mean, you know, even though, you know, he was ready to go, I mean, he still had a smile, he still kept going. And, you know, one thing is especially close to a lot of people is that, you know, he did attend my high school for a bit before transferring to somewhere that was closer, closer to where he was originally from. But as a musician, he is probably one of the biggest influences on a lot of people. And I think every time we hear about it, you know, the year that he passed, you know, the anniversary of his passing, we get really touched, because he's there, you know, still in the heart. And he's part of this, he actually modernized the Hawaiian movement. I mean, not too many people know about the Hawaiian movement. A lot of it is that people take pride in, you know, being Hawaiian. And I think everyone here is part Hawaiian. And that's the promotion of what he brought to everyone. It's that we all have this little bit of Hawaiian in us. Even though we may not have the Hawaiian blood, we have this Hawaiian spirit that we all give out to people. You know, we appreciate, you know, every little thing that's out there. No, I mean, we say aloha. I mean, aloha by itself is the meaning of hello and goodbye. I mean, we keep saying hello and goodbye, you know. Mahalo, thank you for being for all of us. It's primarily the whole thing in general. And I think many, see that, you know, we take care of each other. And I think that's what I want to try to promote to a lot of people, is that we all have this little bit of aloha along with us. So, I mean, that was kind of the reason why I'm playing all these songs. So, you know, all the people, you know, who left, I mean, hey, man, you know, I feel kind of bad because, you know, I'm trying to promote the message, and I think many people don't really see it, you know, in general. I don't know. That's just kind of the thing. So I don't know what else is going to talk about. You want to bring up something, go right ahead. Other than the Rebecca Black writer, putting it on herself, saying that, hey, you know, blame it on me. Unfortunately, you know, I think someone read the article. I think primarily it's just that. And I think the primary thing might be, you know, I don't know, that. Well, other than that, there is the B-side, I guess. B-side battle. Just for, you know, for you guys to, please do vote. I'm trying to give a thank you to everyone who does vote. And I mean, it's just a little bit of your time to just, you know, to do it. And I know, and I can hear that, I already kind of know where everything is going, but, you know, if you want to be willing to give up the time, you know, hell, you know, I think it's there. I mean, if you guys listen to all the songs, then I think you guys would know, kind of, you know, make it easier for everyone. Just to listen to it, and I think give it a shot. And I think you'll find a lot of songs are actually much better than the singles. So, I don't know. Just that is. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to come back and try to get something going in the chat department, because I really don't have a lot, and I'm pretty much have a short set today, so if you guys want to bring up something, please do. I'm not going to push it beyond what I have now, so see you later.
日が来ないままで数日が過ぎた心配かけるの天才な人だと知ってるけど実際声聞かなきゃ怖いよ大きな愛で包んでるけどまだ足りないみたいだわああた時だけ甘えるの上手な人なんだから私だって女の子泣き出すかもしれないよ
Well, welcome back, everybody. That is all your B-sides for this week. Now, I guess to kind of wrap it up for the show before we go on, I did ask the fellow people in the RC what else I should talk about because I really don't have anything. And they brought up the Dream Musume thing. Now, I'll be perfectly honest. The sample, you know, the song they actually have them there to give very little credit to. How many were actually in that video to when the single was actually released? Now, if I do remember correctly, I think it's only three. I think it's only three. Because, yeah, I think it was only EP3. So, to the credit, probably wouldn't have sound great, so that give him a pass. Joshi better be damn good. although this too, I think I'm probably gonna get them the most kick out of. Daite Hora Mi is probably one. Love Machine, I think you're not gonna get too much of a great one. Happy Summer, I think probably would be the best song out of all of them, because you can compose pretty much everything, and the piece might have a conflict. Sort of. To be honest, I think the range might kill a lot of them. I mean, just listen to the Sexy Boy one. I think it's just too old. You just have too many old folks trying to sing that song. It was too high intensity for them. I don't know. That's about it. I'm not feeling too. I mean, I think this is just another thing to bring up, whatever. But I think for the disc one, I think it might be more. I don't know. It's gonna be so hard because of the how it used most of the original songs. Considering the first one is probably gonna be a original, like two I can probably deal with. Three, no. Four, okay. Mikan is too high intensity. Oh, Mikan is actually not Mikan. Roman by Dear Boy is too high intensity. 61 was too high intensity. I think all the others might come out pretty well. I think it might match up with their voices. I'm just kind of putting out as a prediction. But I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, whoever's in the group, I think you have a lot of the balance, I hope. Because I'm not really pushing for anything. But I'm kind of, you know, I think it might be pretty decent. I think it's not going to be too bad. I think that's probably going to be the best thing. I mean, like Renai people are used to. I mean, the piece, I think watching, I think the reason why a lot of them quit, because of this high intensity shit they're going through. And I think this too might pretty much bring in, I think they might bring in a lot more. And I mean, just give it a try, and I think by when it comes around, then we'll talk about it. But until then, that's probably it. Now with the present Morimusume, though, just watching the video, that was kind of tough to take. Now, without really talking too much of how I thought about it, I think it's just that they never really decided to go put anything to it, which has been the usual. So, I mean, I guess it's just effort. The song probably didn't match the video anyway, so that's probably a pretty good assumption. Overall, and I think it lands to the one point I think I had in there, and I call it leader syndrome. And I probably, for one, was expecting it when the announcement came. I may have not said it, but I think that after looking through all the other, you know, looking through the past, they call it leader syndrome. Basically, the leader doesn't have a lot to present. And it was not until Takahashi where she actually got a lot of lines. She actually got leads. And then when they decided that, okay, yeah, we're going to send her off, done. Just move on. So I guess there's nothing else to add. I'm just going to play the last song, which is called Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamakaviole, which won the German version of the Grammys. So all your European people, please do listen to the song. Everyone else, I'm listening as well, because I think many have heard of it, and I think it's going to be there. But I think it spreads more to other people. And it shows kind of what Hawaii is really made of. And I think it's not really, you know, we don't have the real catchy music type thing. We don't have the thing that becomes, you know, that one-hit wonder thing. We come with a lot of quality music. And I think it just shows overall. So, go play the song. I like to thank everyone. Next week, I think, is the Moi Musume release, if I remember correctly. There are probably some very good things to it, minus the video. So I think that will probably be the best upside to it. But I think that might come to the greatest disappointment we might find for now. So hopefully that, you know, maybe with the accelerated releases they might have for before Ai-chan does relinquish her control as leader. We'll see if there's anything else. So thank you for listening in. There's nothing else there, I guess. Hope you guys have a nice tomorrow, because there's probably nothing else to do, even for me. I'm not even pulling off one, because I gotta do a lot of shit work. So I gotta recover from that. So good night, aloha, mahalo. I'm out.
Way up high, and the dream.